Welcome to Counterthink, episode 2 here on Infowars.com. My name's Mike Adams. I'm your host on this new show airing once a week at Infowars.com. It's also carried at Counterthink.com. By the way, each episode will be added there. And the point of this show is to question the mainstream think or the mainstream narrative. So there's this mainstream think, which is usually rooted in falsehoods and propagandas and lies. And then there's what I call the counterthink, which is the anti-establishment view or the researched view, frankly, because so much of mainstream media is fake. It really is fake news. Like they're giving out Pulitzer Prizes now for fake news to the Washington Post and the New York Times for actually having fake news articles. So we invite guests on here who are doing real investigative research. And today's topic is going to blow your mind. I'm almost trying to delay getting into it because it's so horrifying. Today's topic is CDC corruption. Is the CDC a criminal cartel front for the vaccine industry? And I think by the end of today's show, you will agree that it is. And I'm not just blowing smoke about that. So let me establish a couple of credentials about who I am, in case you're not familiar with my work. Not trying to brag by any means whatsoever, but I just got to say, I am a published science author. You know, I run a lab. It's called cwclabs.com. We are ISO accredited. We're internationally recognized as one of the preeminent food contamination laboratories. Currently, we're running multiple mass spec instruments, which is mass spectrometry. We do elemental analysis, heavy metals analysis. We also do pesticide and organic molecules analysis using time-of-flight mass spec systems. And it's my lab. I founded it. You know, I hired all the other scientists. I do method development, and I'm published. There's a journal out there called LCGC, chromatographyonline.com, that shows my study where I'm one of the co-authors of the study. It's called the Liquid Chromatography Time-of-Flight Mass Spectrometry for Cannabinoid Profiling and Quantitation in Hemp Oil Extracts. And you can see my name as a co-author of that study. That study, or that method development actually, was one of the top articles of the year for that entire journal, by the way. So if someone tries to say that, oh, Mike Adams is hosting Counterthink and he's anti-science, they have no clue what they're talking about. I run a science lab. I publish science.news. I'm the author of a number one best-selling science book on Amazon called Food Forensics. I mean, I live and breathe science every day. I'm the guy who actually tested flu shots for mercury, and I found through ICP-MS analysis that they contain over 50,000 parts per billion of mercury, which is a toxic element associated with neurotoxicity. So I could talk science with anybody, mostly people who are pro-CDC and just blindly pro-vaccine. They don't know any science. They don't understand anything about what they're talking about. They're scientifically illiterate. So when I talk about science, it's for real. And today on this show, we are going to talk about some mainstream, well, we're going to expose some of the mainstream junk science behind vaccines by citing the CDC itself. And let me give you an example of that. Right here, in my hands, I have a list of some of the ingredients that are in vaccines, according to the CDC. Now, rest assured, this is not me making this up. This is the CDC publishing a list of ingredients in vaccines. They include, and I've got these in alphabetical order, by the way, I compiled the whole list. They include a continuous line of monkey kidney cells, African green monkey kidney cells, anti-foaming agent, chick embryo cell culture. There's a delicious one. medium supplemented with calf serum, this 1969 medium, E. coli. They've got that in vaccines. Fetal bovine serum, formaldehyde, glutaraldehyde. Look that one up. That's a fun one. Guinea pig cell cultures, human albumin. Check out these human ingredients. Human diploid cell cultures, MRC5. Hey, they have aborted human fetal tissue in these vaccines, folks. That is a scientific fact admitted by the CDC. I got a lot more for you on the other side of this break. So stay with us here. You're watching Counterthink with Infowars.com. I'm your host, Mike Adams. We'll be right back after this break with much more, if you dare. I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so You know, the mainstream think is that vaccines are perfectly safe and all the ingredients are FDA approved and nice, gentle, polite things that you wouldn't mind injecting into your children. That's what the mainstream thinks. But this show is called Counterthink. And by the way, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Adams. And here on Counterthink, we know that what actually goes into vaccines is pretty horrifying. And I'm going to continue on that list here. This is a list from the CDC of what's actually in vaccines. And I've compiled this list in alphabetical order. We got down to the human-derived ingredients. I'm just going to read a few of these. I'm not going to turn this into a giant list reading exercise here, but just to give you a taste of what you're injecting into your body or your children's bodies if you're injecting them with vaccines. Human diploid cell cultures, MRC5. We've also got WI38 human cell cultures. How about this? Human embryonic lung cell cultures. Now, let me just stop you right there. Human embryonic lung cell cultures? What? You mean your local pharmacist didn't tell you that you're being injected with human lung cell cultures? Now, where do you think they get the lungs? I mean, seriously, where do you think they get the human embryonic lung cells? Huh? Where would there be an operation in America that has, oh, I don't know, dead baby parts to choose from to sort through and sift through and grab lungs and grab kidneys and grab brain tissue? Where would such an operation be? Oh, wait a minute. It's in the inner cities. It's called Planned Parenthood. Yeah, you know all those aborted human babies that they say are sold off for medical research? You know when they do the partial birth abortions, you know, where the baby is alive and aware and conscious. It's a human being, and as it's being born, they murder it, and then they harvest the body parts, as sickening and as horrifying as that is. Where do those body parts go? Now, hold on to your lunch there, folks. I'm not trying to make this gross on purpose. I'm trying to inform you of what actually happens. These harvested, aborted human fetal tissues, they go to the vaccine industry, among other companies, biotech, and so on. The body parts, they go into vats, they're fed nutrients, they are used to grow. They are used to grow vaccine ingredients and even, you know, Pepsi soft drink flavoring ingredients, as we found out years ago. That's even a story from a couple years ago. The human embryonic lung cell cultures come from aborted human babies. So think about this. Most abortions are carried out on black babies. And then they take the organs from those black babies and they inoculate them with disease viruses, and they grow these large masses of diseased biomass, and then they blend it up and filter out some of the biomass and put it into vials and inject it into other little black babies. This, my friends, it's medical cannibalism. It's medical cannibalism. This is what is happening today in the name of public health. This is called science. And they call me anti-science when I dare to look at a vaccine in an ICP-MS mass spec instrument and see the mercury that's in it. And you, those people call themselves women's rights supporters because they're grinding up the organs of harvested baby lungs to make more vaccines to inject into other babies, and some of them become autistic because of it. This is sick beyond belief. And I gotta take back control over this show here, because we got a guest coming up, John Rappaport, that's going to give you even more on this. And I don't want to lose it here. I'm running out of time. Let me cover some of the headlines. I get upset about this, like Alex does. When it comes to chopping up little babies, okay, I draw the line. Jeez. Monosodium glutamate goes into these vaccines. MRC5 cells goes into these vaccines. Triton X100, that's a cleaning agent that I use in my lab. They put it into the vaccines. Recombinant human albumin. Squalene. Squalene is designed to cause inflammation of the brain and inflammation of the immune system. They put it into vaccines to cause irritation, and that is believed to be one of the reasons why some children have a hyperactive immune response. Some children have seizures. Some children have comas. Some children become autistic. They are neurologically damaged for life. I mean, we're talking thimerosal. We're talking the WI38 human diploid lung fibroblasts. We're talking yeast extract, which is another form of monosodium glutamate. All this stuff is in the vaccines, people. All this stuff is being injected into your children all across America. And the CDC is a corrupt, criminal vaccine mafia organization. They're steeped in so much criminality and so much fraud that I can't even begin to scratch the surface in this show. But let me just give you a taste here, okay? Just a taste. Anti-quarantine nurse Casey Hickox, trained as an intelligence officer by the CDC. I'm going to ask John Rappaport his thoughts on that coming up. The CDC actually trains intelligence officers to go out and push pro-vaccine propaganda. Here's one. The CDC tries to rewrite history by burying facts about the SV40 cancer viruses in polio vaccines. So before 2013, the CDC website carried a story where the CDC admitted that up to 98 million Americans were injected with SV40 cancer-causing viruses from the years 1955 to 1963. That story was live on the CDC's website until about 2013, I think it was 2013. And then they scrubbed it. They yanked it off their website. And today, if you walk down the street, you talk to any just mainstream clueless person and you say, hey, did you know that 98 million Americans were injected with cancer-causing viruses through the polio vaccination program? They'll look at you like you're some Martian. They'll look at you like you're making it up. And yet the CDC absolutely admitted to that. You can go look at it on the Wayback Machine. You know, you can look at the Internet Archives. You can pull that up. The CDC admits it. This is not a theory. This is actual medical history. And then you have the CDC researcher, Timothy Cunningham, found dead in a river near Atlanta. And as I dared ask, what did he know? Why was he murdered? Clearly he was murdered. Clearly he knew too much. He had his life terminated. He was African American. Why does that matter? Because it's African American boys that are predominantly impacted in a negative way by the thimerosal, the mercury-containing ingredient used in vaccines. Did you know that the autism epidemic is out of control across Black America? Did you know that? I mean, think about this. You know, the media goes insane over one employee in a Starbucks restaurant calling the cops on two totally peaceful Black guys sitting there minding their own business. And that is outrageous. That's obviously bigotry from left-wing Starbucks. And that's bad. However, in comparison, how many Black babies are made autistic all across America every year by the vaccine industry? And there's this massive cover-up at the CDC. And the CDC whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson, tried to go public with this. And he confessed to this publicly. And the media covered it up. That's why you need shows like this. That's why this is called Counterthink. And that's why I am happy. I'm honored, actually, to be here doing this show. To be part of the InfoWars network of truth reporting and investigative journalism. To bring you this show. It's so important. This is one of the few places in America where you're going to find truth. Check out the episodes at counterthink.com. And after this coming break, we're going to have John Rappaport joining us. John Rappaport is from nomorefakenews.com. And along with people like Cheryl Atkinson, maybe to some degree myself, I do a lot of reporting at National News and others out there. Mercola, for example, Rappaport is one of the top people investigating vaccine collusion, corruption, CDC lies across this country. And that's why I invited Rappaport to come on this show. So I'm going to ask him some tough questions when we get back from this break about all these issues, about Timothy Cunningham, found in a river, CDC researcher, about the CDC whistleblower, confession, about the toxic ingredients that are used in vaccines and are publicly admitted to by the CDC. I'm going to hit Rappaport with those questions and get some solid answers right for you. Right here at Counterthink, the new show at Infowars.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break. Looks like fire. And you're watching Counterthink here on Infowars.com. I'm your host, Mike Adams. And in this segment, we are joined by John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com. Rappaport has been one of the most informative and outspoken voices on CDC corruption and the truth about the vaccine industry. He's an independent researcher and analyst and author. He's done a lot of great work over the years. He's very knowledgeable on this subject, and he joins us today by video to talk about CDC corruption. John, it's great to have you on the show. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much, Mike. Great to be here.
It's great to have you on. Now, you and I both remember when the CDC blacklisted the story of the so-called vaccine whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson, and the entire mainstream media blacklisted that story at the same time. But that took place before the advent of so-called fake news that we now know. I mean, at that time, a lot of people still trusted the mainstream media. Today, they don't. What do you think in hindsight? I mean, knowing what we know today about how much the media lies and what a corrupt organization the CDC is, what do you think we should know today about that cover-up involving Dr. Thompson at the CDC?
Well, I would start with what you just said. First of all, the story, which was a blockbuster from a point of view of journalism, was completely censored. There were a few brief mentions disdainfully about this whistleblower, William Thompson, from the CDC, and then everything went dark in the mainstream media. So that would be the first thing, that the story was completely censored, and whatever coverage there was fake news in the sense that the stories denied that there were any problems, that Thompson was just sort of voicing complaints. He didn't really have any information.
Let me give a little bit more background. I should have done this for our viewers. I apologize for interrupting you, John, but Dr. William Thompson went public with a statement stating that he took part in a conspiracy inside the CDC to bury evidence linking vaccines to autism in young African-American males. So this happened long before that researcher, what's his name, Timothy Cunningham, was found dead in a river near Atlanta. He's a CDC researcher. He was African-American. But we're talking several years ago where there was this cover-up. So I should have said that first, John. I apologize. But with that in mind, go ahead and continue.
Yes, August 2014. William Thompson, a longtime researcher at the CDC, well-respected author, co-author on many published journal papers, published a statement on his lawyer's website, Rick Morgan, Cincinnati whistleblower attorney, confessing that he and his high-level co-authors at the CDC had cheated, lied, and defrauded by publishing a study that claimed that the MMR vaccine, measles, mumps, rubella, had no connection to autism when obviously they had evidence that it did. This is what he confessed to. And then other statements that he had made in phone conversations that were taped indicated that he was sitting in a room with his co-authors. They were throwing out sheets of data into large garbage can, literally, to hide the proof that the vaccine was connected to autism. I mean, he made many statements that were, to say they were provocative, is a vast understatement.
Now, the fact that the media then had a complete blackout on this story, think about this now in the context of what we now know, where the media has been pushing this Russia collusion hoax, trying to tie President Trump to Russian interference with the election without a shred of actual evidence. But they've been pushing that hoax for, you know, almost 2 years now. And yet this bombshell story involving medicine, involving vaccines, involving black children, this bombshell story was covered up and continues to be covered up to this day by the media. Have you ever seen any institution more obedient to the vaccine industry than the legacy media that we see today, the corporate-run media?
No, there's no way to get in the door, into that door with the truth. And, you know, the the premises are obvious if you wanted to write a story in the mainstream. For example, the CDC purchases and sells about $4 billion of vaccines a year. That essentially makes them a company.
Right.
At the same time, they are responsible for conducting the most important studies to decide whether individual vaccines are safe and effective. So you could say conflict of interest.
Right.
Again, that would be a vast understatement. I mean, it's absolutely insane that the major media would rely on an organization with that much contradiction and conflict of interest, but yet they do. Major media absolutely bow down and refuse to consider that vaccines are anything but a major miracle.
We also know, I mean, it's even worse than that. We know the CDC has been using taxpayer money to place pro-vaccine stories throughout pop culture media, into movies and TV shows and stand-up comedian performances and Netflix shows, the Marvel comics that are turned into TV shows and so on. And this is done under, of course, public education programs, but it's really propaganda and it's using taxpayer money. And it's like, how do you even fight this when the CDC can order the media, don't cover these stories, black out those stories, but here, we'll pay you money to publish this propaganda because we're using taxpayer funds to pay you, so we have unlimited money to push unlimited propaganda, and we, the CDC, we're going to make $4 billion on selling vaccines this year while we're pushing the propaganda. I mean, you talk about incestuous, you talk about, corruption. You know, the political realm doesn't even begin to touch the type of corruption we're seeing at the CDC.
Yes, you and I have been on this case for a long time, recognizing that the medical cartel, as I like to call it, is the most protected organization structure in the world as far as major media are concerned. I've talked to reporters over the years who have told me off the record, look, if I cross this line, if I even try to get a story that tells the truth about vaccines out to the public, then my career would be over. I would be threatened with being fired, being blacklisted, not being able to get another job, et cetera, et cetera.
That's right. They are blacklisted.
This is what goes on.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, John. We're going to go to break here in a minute. We'll come back. And I want to ask you on the other side of this break about vaccine ingredients. And why is it that the CDC seems to approve, in conjunction with the FDA, approve of ingredients that would be horrifying if people knew what they were? We're talking, aborted human fetal cells and bovine serum and African green monkey kidney cells and all kinds of insane things, monosodium glutamate, you name it, it's in vaccines. Mercury is just the beginning. But we'll continue with John Rappaport on the other side of this break. You're watching Counterthink here on Infowars.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Counterthink. I'm Mike Adams, your host here on Infowars.com. And as you know, this show, Alex asked me to do this show or invited me to do it. I was thrilled to do it. And we're bringing you guests who have knowledge that challenges the mainstream status quo thinking on every topic imaginable, from finance and technology, science and medicine, and today, vaccines and the CDC. So we continue with John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com, who, of course, is one of the most, I would say he's one of the most informed and independent investigative journalists on this topic. He's probably the number one investigative journalist of daring to ask questions of the CDC today in America. Right up there with Cheryl Atkinson, as far as I'm concerned. Of course, she was banned from mainstream media for daring to publish the truth about vaccines, daring to ask questions. So Rappaport joins us again, continuing in this segment. John, let's talk about vaccine ingredients, if you're okay with that. Hope you haven't had lunch recently, because you might vomit when we get into this list. But Is it true? Look, because a lot of audience, they can't believe this. Let me ask you, is it true that aborted human fetal cells are used in vaccines and injected into other babies?
Yes, of course, it is true. Let me just double back a little bit on the question of the public or people watching this as to whether or not they want to believe it. You know, the crucial step that you have to take, the barrier that you have to cross, is major media, the outlet for that information, government, corporations, major media, they have money, they presume to have authority. Government, of course, can enforce that authority at the point of a gun, but that doesn't say anything about the truth. As long as people want to believe or insist on believing that what they're getting on the television news is the real news, they're lost, completely lost. They just have to understand that what's coming through the tube at them from major media or in the main newspapers of this world is nothing but the presumption of authority. We know. That's all that's behind all of that. Nothing else is behind it. Whereas what we're talking about here, say the ingredients in vaccines, right?
But I'm sorry to interrupt, but what gets me is that the CDC admits that these ingredients are in vaccines. It's not like it's just you and I and Alex Jones out there claiming that these ingredients are in vaccines. I cite the CDC's own website. They've got a chart. They list everything.
Of course.
It's all admitted.
They say that the ingredients are not harmful. That's part of their con game when they do the studies and say this vaccine is safe and effective.
Well,
okay, so in other words, you're saying that aluminum, which is one of the primary neurotoxins on the planet, being injected into babies is safe. You know, that's like George Orwell. We're into George Orwell space with that.
Of course we are. But look, some of the ingredients the CDC admits are in vaccines include E. coli, include formaldehyde, fetal bovine serum, glutaraldehyde, monosodium glutamate, and Triton X. What's it called? Triton X100. X100. I use this stuff in my lab to clean off the acid contamination of the sample cones on my mass spec instrument, Triton X100, and they put it into vaccines and they say it's safe. What the hell is going on here?
Sheer insanity and destruction. I mean, look, if you're standing by as the CDC is, knowing that all these incredible toxins are being injected into babies, into children, into adults, and you're not doing anything about it, and in fact you're claiming that there isn't a problem, then you are destroying people and killing people. That's what you're doing for a living, basically. That is what you're doing.
They get applauded for that, though. They get mainstream acceptance for that. They win Pulitzer Prizes for that, John.
Yeah, of course.
They win prizes.
Right. So everything is backwards.
Right.
You know, you could just say, well, if they say this, then the reverse must be true. And you'd be right 98% of the time.
It's, you know, if you think about it, tell me this too, or explain to the audience, why is it that car manufacturers have liability if they make defective cars? Home manufacturers have liability if they make defective homes. You know, if you walk into a new home and it collapses on your head, you got a lawsuit, right? You can go through the court system. But vaccine manufacturers alone, of any industry in America, they are the only consumer product industry that has absolute legal immunity, no due process. You can't sue a vaccine company if that vaccine is on the childhood immunization schedule. You can't take it to court. You have no due process. Why would this be necessary if their products are so safe and so effective that no child has ever been harmed by a vaccine?
You bet. Well, here's the story in a nutshell. In the 1980s, the vaccine manufacturers went to the federal government and they said, we're getting out of the business because there are too many lawsuits being filed against us making claims of extreme damage. And if we pay out all these claims, we won't be able to make any more profits and we'll end up losing money. So we're going to go out of the vaccine business. The government, wait a minute. So they made a deal. And the deal was exactly as you describe. A law was passed in 1986 stating that these vaccine manufacturers were exempt from being sued. They could not be sued for the damage and destruction and death caused by their products, period. Only way for a parent, say, to get any compensation at all is to go through the nightmare of the so-called vaccine federal court, where every attempt is made to destroy their arguments that their children were damaged and destroyed by vaccines. And yet, even then, $3.5 billion have been paid out by the federal government in damages, even then.
That's right. And yet, when you try to explain this to everyday people who just watch CNN, they think you're making it up. You say, no, there's been over $3 billion in payouts to families of vaccine-damaged children who were proven in the vaccine injury compensation court system, which is kind of like a kangaroo court system. It was proven that vaccines maimed and in some cases killed these children. And they look at you like you're just making it up, like you're from, you know, as Alex says, Planet Pop-Tart. You know, they think you're making it up. This was created by an act of Congress in 1986. Maybe it should have been 1984 to be a little more insidious, but it's real and people just look at you like you're making it up. It's how do you even get through? Is the public so vaccine damaged themselves that they can't even process information anymore?
Well, I think some of them are, yeah, no question about it. At the same time, as you and I and others know, more and more people are waking up to the truth that they are being lied to all the time, and especially on this whole subject of vaccines and vaccination. And they continue to wake up to the truth. So our strategy, as far as I'm concerned, as independent media, is to do everything that we possibly can to spread the word to as many people as possible, show the evidence, put it in front of their noses time and time again, and get cooperation from people who are watching programs like this. Take the link to the video, get it out there all over the planet.
That's right.
To as many people as possible.
That's right. And your website is nomorefakenews.com. The website for this show is counterthink.com. And in a sense, I mean, this is why InfoWars is under attack. This is why I'm slandered. This is why you're attacked, because we're getting the truth out there. Because as long as people have access to this information, they will not be suckered into the vaccine holocaust, you might call it, because of the number of children who are being harmed and killed. Look, stay with us for one more segment, John. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back after this break with John Rappaport here on Counterthink at InfoWars.com from the studios in Austin, Texas. Stay with us. We'll be right back. In a show of this format, which is only a one-hour show, even though it's packed with information, we can only barely begin to scratch the surface of truth that would horrify you. There are things that I can't even begin to mention about vaccines because so many people would so completely freak out. We're going to have to find a way to get to them sooner or later. And I got to tell you, it's going to be with people like John Rappaport, who continues with us in this segment. He is an extraordinary investigative journalist. If anybody should be winning Pulitzers, it's people like Rappaport, as far as I'm concerned, and Cheryl Atkinson and others who are doing real investigative journalism. You know, the role of the journalist in a free society is supposed to be to question the status quo, not to just parrot propaganda. And it's people like Rappaport who are questioning the status quo. So thank you, John, for continuing with this segment. Let me ask you this. I want to talk about the criminality of what's going on with the CDC, because we've got this researcher who's linked to the CDC, Paul Thorson, who's an international fugitive from justice. He absconded with millions of dollars in taxpayer money to do research for the CDC, completely fraudulent, international fugitive, like I said. And then a couple of months ago, Timothy Cunningham, a CDC researcher, an African-American scientist, his body was found in a river near Atlanta. And I dared to ask, what did he know? Why was he murdered? You start to put the pieces of this puzzle together, John. I know you know a lot more than what I just mentioned, but how, like, is this a racketeer? Is this a mafia? Is this like a drug cartel racketeering mafia? How bad, how deep is this vaccine swamp?
I think it's exactly that. I think it is a mafia racket, and the consequences are there. I mean, this is one of the reasons that William Thompson, whom we discussed earlier, the CDC researcher, he went direct to a whistleblower attorney who's well-known in the lawyer community, Rick Morgan, to publish his confession of lying and cheating and defrauding the public in an MMR vaccine study, and published his confession on his lawyer's page, after which he said, I will not talk to the press anymore. Now, I don't know what Cunningham did or who he talked to, but obviously he knew something that got him killed, murdered. You know, you look at this story, there are just boggling details there.
And yet the legacy media has just moved on. They won't cover this story. They won't ask any questions. Yeah. I mean, it's practically gone.
Yeah, you know? There is no investigation. It's just, no. What a shame. The stories are all, oh, what a shame. A member of the CDC family was found dead.
Don't they wonder why he's found dead in a river? I mean, the guy...
Yeah. Successful researcher, has got a good position. A few days before, he just disappears. I mean, disappears.
Well, I think he was missing for 3 weeks, wasn't he?
Yeah. He says to a neighbor, tell your husband or wife, whatever it was, to erase my cell phone number from your cell phone. Does anybody care about trying to follow up on what a bizarre statement that is? I mean, you know, all these things that clues that point to something really nasty that happened to him.
Let me add to this. Okay, so Timothy Cunningham also came out of the United States Navy, I believe. I think that's correct. The CDC is a military organization. The head of the CDC wears military uniforms, even when she's testifying before Congress. And as we covered back in 2014 during the Ebola outbreak, that nurse, that anti-quarantine nurse named, I believe it was Lacey Hickox. Was that her name? Oh, Casey. Casey Hickox. She was trained by the CDC as an intelligence officer, and she graduated from the CDC's, what's this called? The Epidemic Intelligence Service Officer program called the EIS. She graduated in 2012 with 81 total intelligence officers graduated from that. So the CDC is training intelligence officers. CDC researchers wind up floating in the river. Other CDC-linked vaccine researchers flee the country and are fugitives from justice. I mean, come on, people. And yet there's a total media blackout on all this. Connect the dots.
I can add to that. But back in 1987, when I was writing my first book, AIDS, Inc., I was looking into security classifications because I was looking into the CDC at that time. And I spoke with somebody from, it was either the CDC or a government personnel agency, a federal agency. And I said, I want to know the classifications of CDC people, how they're classified relative to security. And we wrangled back and forth and back and forth. And finally, this person admitted a certain number of CDC employees are periodically sent to be trained by the CIA.
Wow.
And when they come back, they have much higher security classifications. And I said, well, this is very interesting. I'd like to know a lot more about. No, that's all I'm going to tell you. That was it. The door was shut at that point. So you're absolutely right. I mean, this is a military structure, and they don't brook any kind of people who speak out of school. who are employees there.
All right, I'm
William Thompson is still lucky to be alive.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go down the rabbit hole with you on this, John, because this needs to be stated. Now, a little bit of background. In Kenya, the tetanus vaccines were discovered by it's the Catholic bishops, the Kenyan Roundtable of Catholic Bishops, or whatever their name is. They discovered that there were infertility chemicals in the tetanus vaccines being given to, you know, young African women. And they had these vaccines sent to laboratories and found that, yes, they contain these chemicals that cause infertility and spontaneous abortions. And then Kenya's Catholic bishops, they then issued a press release about this and denounced the practice and so on. The U.S. media has a total blackout on this story, but I got to ask you, John, I mean, venturing down this rabbit hole, it seems to me that one of the reasons they need to keep the vaccine vector alive is because it gives every government of the world a way to inject its citizens with anything they want. Anything they want. You can't question it. It could be an infertility chemical. It could be a depopulation chemical. It could be a lobotomy chemical. But they have to keep that vector alive because that way they can get people to line up and be voluntarily injected with poisons and call it science.
Absolutely. I've been following the Kenya case. There was an earlier one in the 1990s in the Philippines, same situation, spontaneous miscarriages and so forth from the vaccine. But also, and I've covered this before, but I'll try to do it very quickly, what's being promised as the next generation of vaccines are called DNA vaccines. This is now clinical trials are being held, human trials. And here's the deal. Synthesized genes will be injected into the body of anybody who receives this new generation of vaccines. Synthesized genes that they claim will immunize people against various diseases.
Yeah, but they're changing your genetics.
It will permanently alter your DNA.
That's
exactly.
Right. You're no longer fully human.
Permanently alter. So every person on the planet, every person who would be injected with one of these next generation vaccines would have his or her DNA altered for the rest of their lives.
It's unreal. I'm afraid we're going to have to cut off this interview right there, John, because we're just about out of time. I've got to have you back on this show, Counterthink, at a future episode, because we have to go a little deeper down this rabbit hole. There's more there, as you are well aware. But John, thank you so much for what you do and for speaking out. You're a true American hero and a true investigative journalist. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Mike. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
It's great to have you join us. Folks, I mean, John and I are just beginning to scratch the surface. I mean, if you were to sit with us as he and I would maybe have dinner some evening and just talk for 2 hours, your mind would be blown, because the show that we just gave you here is just the opening paragraph of our conversations about where this is going. But my job here with Counterthink, this new show on Infowars.com, is to bring you intriguing guests like John Rappaport and ask these big questions about human civilization, about medicine, technology, life, genetics, medical ethics, all these big issues. That's what we're here to ask. This show is Counterthink. You can check out the episodes at counterthink.com. It's a weekly show. Once a week, a new episode is published at Infowars.com. My name is Mike Adams. I'm the host for the show. Thank you for joining me. Spread the word. There's a lot more yet to come. We've got many weeks of guests lined up for interesting episodes just like this one. Thanks and take care.